Praise God again. Again, to you all, happy, happy New Year. Praise God. I hope that you're looking to Him to give you a greater time. In fact, the word that God has given me on tonight, it's a new season. Yes, it is. It's a new year. This is a new time. And in fact, you know, we're just looking to Him. We're looking to God, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. So a new season is what we're talking about. Praise God. And we know that a season, geographically speaking, is we understand that a season is a period of a year that is distinguished by special climate conditions. And we know that there are four seasons: spring, summer, fall, and winter. They follow one another. In fact, God said, he established this, that God said in the Word, He says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. Why? Because God has spoken it. He has established it. He said it so. Praise God. Even to this very moment, it is still so. Praise God. And guess what? There's nothing man or anyone else can do about it. Because man cannot change what God has spoken and has established. Say amen to that. A new season. Are you expecting a new season in your life? Are you looking to Him for greater heights and deeper depths in Him? Tonight we're going to be looking at Ecclesiastes. And you'll find me in the third chapter in the first verse. And I'm going to be pretty much reading from the Amplified translation. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm excited because as I look into this and I look at what God had given Solomon to say, we're going to be looking at that in third chapter, the first verse. And it says, to everything there is a season. I'm going to say it again. To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven. Praise God. See, you may be in a season. Maybe it just seemed like things, you just seem to be spinning your wheels and look like it. Sometimes we take one step forward and take two or three steps backwards. Or you may be in a season of poor health in your life and sickness. Or you just get a season. It looks like you just get bad news all the time, or joblessness, or maybe you don't have enough. Seems like less than enough. Or there could be a season of disappointment, or discouragement, or loneliness, or failure, or dark clouds. I mean, we could go on and on. I mean, certainly there's some good seasons as well, but it makes no difference what's the season or what the situation is in your life. But the good news is that it won't last. The bad season, the dark clouds, they don't last, because the Bible says to everything there is a season, and to every time, and to the time, to every purpose under the heaven. God has established a purpose for each and every one of us. He's already established the season that you and I experience day to day throughout our life. God already knows the end from the very beginning. Say amen to that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. See, trouble won't last always, and I'm glad about it. I know you are too, because Scripture tells us, weeping, it may endure for a night, but joy is certainly to come in the morning. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'm going to be reading Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, in the 11th through the 14th verse. Listen at what's the wisdom that Solomon has here, and helping us to understand why certain things happen in our life. Praise God. All right, so 3 and 11. He has made, meaning God has made everything beautiful in its time. He also has planted eternity in men's hearts and minds. Just think, it's a divinely implanted sense of a purpose to everyone. God has a purpose for us. Hallelujah. He's working through the ages, which nothing under the sun but God, no one but God, can satisfy. If there's something, there is a longing. There is a longing in our hearts that God has put it in each and every one of us. He placed it in our hearts. We know, we know right from wrong. We just know that there is a higher power. We know that God sits high and he looks low. We know that because he's already purposed it and he planted it in every one of our hearts. Yet, so that men cannot find out what God has done from the beginning to the end. Nobody knows that. Hallelujah. Praise God, but God. Hallelujah. That's what makes him God. He's omnipotent. He's omnipresent. Hallelujah. Omniscient. Hallelujah. Almighty God. Verse 12 says, I know that there is nothing better for them than to be glad and to get and to do good as long as they live. Yes, and also that every man should eat and drink and enjoy the good of all of his labor. It is the gift of God. So in other words, God gives us strength to work and to earn money and to just work out a honest day of labor. But yet, it's Solomon is saying to us, enjoy life. It's a blessing to be able to eat, to be able to drink, and enjoy the fruit of your labor. And, you know, it's not all work all the time, but there's time that we need to just enjoy life. Live in the moment. I'm talking about a new season tonight. Hallelujah. Make the best of every day. No need of us worrying about tomorrow. There's not a thing that you and I can do about tomorrow. It's not even promised to us. It's not here yet. So therefore, Solomon's saying, live in the moment. Enjoy life right now. Praise God. Hallelujah. And then it says, and also that every man should eat, yes, and drink and enjoy the good of all his labor. It is the gift of God. And verse 14 says, I know that whatever God does, it endures forever. Nothing can be added to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it so that men will reverently fear him, revere him, and worship him, knowing that he is. So, whatever situation you find yourself in, we need to give God the praise, give him the glory, and not worry about things. Know that God has everything in control. So, Solomon writes in so many words and in the various scriptures, he's saying, learn to rejoice in God. That's how we get through whatever season that we're in. Learn how to rejoice. Paul says it like this, rejoice in the Lord. And again, I'm reminding you, I'm telling you, rejoice in the Lord. That's the secret to be able to stand no matter what season. It could be a good season. It could be a season of plentiful. It could be a barren season. It could be a lack of season. But no matter what the season is, learn to praise God and give him the praise. Understand that God is still in control of your life. Because life itself, it causes us to pray, to seek him. That's what it's saying here. Whatever it is, you know, look to God. He is our help. The scripture says, look to the hills from which comes our help. All of our help comes from the Lord. Paul said this, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned. And this is something you learn. You just don't wake up one morning and all of a sudden, oh, I got it all. But he said, I have learned in whatsoever state or season I am in, therein to be content. I know how to be abased, which means I know how to humble myself. I know how to do with less. And I know how to abound, to have plentiful. Everywhere and in all things. That's a powerful statement because we know that Paul has been through so much. But he says, in everywhere, in all things. And he says, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. And he says it to us so that we can stand on the word of God. Understand that we can do all things through Christ who gives us the strength. He is the one. Because Christ lives, we can live. Because Christ is the victor, he's victorious, he has already purposed that we are conquerors. He said more than conquerors. Through whom? Through Jesus Christ, who loved us, and then he gave himself for us. So look to the Lord. That's what the wisdom says here in the scripture in Ecclesiastes. It says, look to the Lord for wisdom, no matter which season of life you find yourself in. And God knows there are trials, there are tribulations, there are challenges, but we look to God for wisdom. I'm going to turn over now to Ecclesiastes, the 7th chapter, and read the 10th through the 14th verse, again in Amplified, as saying, do not say, why were the old days better than these? For it is not wise, he's saying, or because of wisdom that you ask this. In other words, God is in control. He's ordering us. He's in control of our life. He says, so God is still good. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hallelujah. Verse 11 says, wisdom is as good as an inheritance. That means it's priceless. If you got wisdom, it is more than rubies, the finest of gems there are. Yes, wisdom is more excellent. It is for those who are living, who can see the sun. Praise God. It says, for wisdom is a defense, even as money is a defense. But the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom, it shields. And then wisdom preserves the life of him who has it. Wisdom, it's an awesome, awesome tool. It's valuable. We cannot make it without the wisdom of God. Oh, my Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to say I believe this. I say it prophetically. I say it because I believe it. You and I, we are about to step into a new season. And see, most people think of a season as or a new season, and right away think about prosperity. That's okay. Prosperity is more than money. I'm going to say it again. Prosperity is more than money. Yes, we are looking to look to God. Hallelujah. He knows. He knows what it takes. He knows how to bless us. He knows what each one of us needs. He knows where we are in our walk with him. But I'm talking about prosperity, the prosperity of having the peace of mind and learning to how to cast all your cares upon the Lord. Oh, yes, just being able to do that. That's prosperity. That's a new season. If you haven't been able to do that, Lord, I believe in you for continuing a peace of mind, that whatever trouble, whatever comes my way, I can cast it on you because you care for me. See, prosper in your level of understanding of God's word. That's prosperity because the word is rich and it's powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword. For the scripture says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word, every single word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. The scripture tells us if you know the truth will make you free. The word of God is prospering all by itself. Hallelujah. Don't need any props. Don't need anything added to it, taken away from it. The word will stand by itself because God honors. He honors his word. The scripture that we read the other day says God honors his word above his name. Hallelujah. You know that is powerful. See, prosperity, it involves spiritual elevation. Yes, it increased your faith. The things that you were just worried about and didn't know how you're going to come out. But if God elevates you in the spirit, and it takes God to do that, hallelujah, you will see yourself stepping into overcoming faith. Hallelujah. That's what I'm talking about being stepping in a new season. Hallelujah. Yesterday is gone. There's nothing we can do about yesterday, but it's everything you and I can do about going forward. Prosperity, a new season, answered prayers. Hallelujah. Receiving an answer that you've been praying for a loved one to get saved, and the Lord honors that. Hallelujah. Maybe you've been praying for healing and complete deliverance. Hallelujah. You find yourself stepping out on faith and say, God, I thank you. I thank you for this new season. I thank you for my healing. I thank you for the healing that is already done. I receive it in the name of Jesus. I'm talking faith tonight. I'm talking about reaching out into a new season. Step out there. All things are possible to those that believe. See, A new season where you believe and you know the favor of God is evident on your life. Other people can see it. You just walk in the divine favor of God. Hallelujah. Do we deserve it? Well, we can't earn it, but God, he loves us just like that. When the favor of God comes, see, the blessings that seem to be held back are now being released. Oh, my God. Can you see that? Don't you see your faith in increasing the blessings, the promises that just seem like it just is not coming to pass, that you've been praying a long time. But when the new season comes, when the favor of God is upon your life, we'll see that those blessings begin to spring forth. Hallelujah. The promises begin to just come evident in your life, that other people will see it, and you know that is nobody but God. Say hallelujah. Folks will know that this is the Lord's doing, for it shall be marvelous in their eyes. Hallelujah. Understand that the Lord delights in the prosperity of his servants. Yes, he does. Hallelujah. It's a new season. See, when you enter into a season, a new season in your life, you learn how to fall in love with Jesus. You learn how to trust him no matter what. Say, God, you might not can see it. You may not even see the light at the end of the tunnel. But God, because you've spoken, because you honor your word, because you're not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent, if you spoke it, and you said it, it's going to come to pass. And hallelujah. So that's what we give God the praise. That's why we continue to rejoice. Rejoice right where you are. Hallelujah. We're talking about a new season. Maybe it'll be a season of power, a season of prosperity. I just went through a lot of prosperity, spiritual prosperity, as well as natural. Hallelujah. But the Bible says, I would that you be in health even as your soul prosper. Hallelujah. So as your soul is prospering, as your soul is springing forth, oh my God, all the blessings, the favor of God, the promises of God have to spring forth. Amen. Say amen to that. A season, a new season. It's a season. We can believe God that you'll step into a season of more than enough. A showers of blessings are coming your way. I believe it's coming my way. I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to look forward to it. A season that causes you to lend and not have to even borrow. Hallelujah. A season that causes you and I to bless others. You know, as you give, God honors that. He says that when you give, hallelujah, he will cause men to give into your bosom. How is that going to happen? Pressed down, shaking together, running over. God said he would cause men to give. We're talking a new season. Hallelujah. Say a new season. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. God is waiting for us, you and I, to begin to praise him. with our whole heart, just like the scripture we're reading. Praise God with your whole heart, everything that you have. And then while you're praising him, make sure your motive is right. Make sure you're not praising him just for what you can get from him, but just praising God just for who he is. And when God sees you, when God sees that, hallelujah, praise God, we just begin to open up the way for that new season, to step into that season. God is waiting for that. Hallelujah. Serving him with a pure heart. Hallelujah. With the right motive. Breaking forth in singing, like he told us. And when you enter into his gates with thanksgiving, giving and coming in his courts with praise, when we do it wholeheartedly, willingly, you are setting yourself up to come out. Hallelujah. When you see yourself praising God and reaching out and reaching up to him higher, as the praises go up, the blessings, they have a way of coming down. See yourself already out. Hallelujah, Jesus. So you start taking the steps towards a better life. We all need to do that. I pray every day, God, help me. I know I need to exercise more. I know I need to do this more, do the other more. Examine yourself. Hallelujah. Take inventory of yourself. Don't let negativity come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. You understand, the word says we can speak blessings into existence. We can speak with this tongue can be speak blessings or cursing. So why not speak blessings? As we speak it, we can speak it into existence. Hallelujah. Set yourself up. Set the stage to receive and step into your new season. See, it's just not going to come and fall out the sky. Let's be real. It ain't falling out the sky. You got to make it happen. We share. We have to actually put ourselves, get involved in that. Just apply the word. Apply the word. It's nothing new. But as we get into the scriptures more, as we just make ourselves available to him more, as we begin to offer up a sacrifice of praise, we'll see the heavens begin to open up to us. Glory to God. Make it happen. Hallelujah. Speak life. Know the truth, as the scripture says, and the truth will make you free. Meditate on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's a new season coming your way. Glory to God. I'm excited. Can you tell I'm excited? Oh, yeah, I am excited because, you know, like David says, my expectations, it comes from the Lord. If you don't, if you just keep saying, well, I'll never be anything. Well, this is the way it is all the time. I'm just going to, you know, I'll just settle for less. I'll just do with less. Well, you're looking down. You're always going to be down. But when you look up, when you reach up, when you look into those hills, like the scripture says, that's where your help's coming from. Look into him, because God, he never sleeps. He never slumbers. Listen, man looks at the outward appearance, but God, he sees the heart. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And not only that, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. It's a new season. Step into that season. A new season is coming your way. Amen. Our Heavenly Father, we praise you. We glorify you tonight, God. I'm thanking you for the season that we're in. Thank you right where we are. But, God, we know there's a new season that's coming. In fact, God, we believe we're already stepping in it by faith, because we know faith is the substance of things hoped for, and it is the evidence of things we can't even see, but we believe it. And Father, I thank you for your word tonight. I thank you for the wisdom that you allow Solomon to write, and that, God, we are reading and we are hearing that word. The word brings life. God, we thank you, Lord. God, in fact, we're not going to ask you for anything tonight. We're just going to give your name praise. Hallelujah. Thank you for your word. Thank you, Father, for being who you are. are. Father, we thank you, God, for the joy. The Lord is our strength. We thank you, Lord, for the blessings that are already upon our lives. God, we thank you for blessings that we haven't even seen yet. Hallelujah. We don't even know. We haven't seen it yet, but God, we believe it. Oh, Father, we thank you, God, because this is a new year, that you allowed us to step into a new year. Oh, Father, we thank you, Lord, even for that healing, God. We thank you, Lord, that God, that the pain that's been bothering us, we thank you, Lord, that pain is diminishing. We thank you that we are claiming that we have good health, that we're walking in good health, that we're walking in prosperity, in the prosperity of your word. Hallelujah. We thank you for the peace of mind that you give to us, not like the world gives, but God, we thank you for your peace that surpasses all understanding. Father, we thank you, God, because you are a God who provides. We thank you for that all our needs are met according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank you, Father, for being that Jehovah Jireh in our lives, God. We thank you, God, for being that Jehovah Shalom. Yes, God, we claim that peace. We thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, that we walk in prosperity. We walk in good health. That we walk in the soundness of mind. Hallelujah. As your word has said. Glory to God. God, we thank you that we are able to keep our minds stayed on you. And then, God, that you keep us every day in perfect peace. Father, we thank you. We thank you for how you already blessed us. We thank you for, God, the houses that we live in, the shelter from the storm, hallelujah, and the rain. Father, we thank you, Lord, that your word is already set in motion. We thank you, Father, for understanding of the scriptures. We thank you for the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, that reveals truth to us. Jesus, we thank you for your shed blood. But had it not been for you, Jesus, we would not have salvation today. We thank you for complete deliverance, Father. We praise God. We thank you because we are complete in you, God. We bless you tonight. We will bless you at all times, and then your praise shall continually be in our mouth. Hallelujah. We glorify you. Father, we thank you for our family. We thank you for our church family. We thank you for our pastor. We thank you for every member, God, of every member of the Petersville Baptist Church tonight. We thank you for their prosperity. We thank you, Lord, for the new season that, God, that you will help us, that we will graduate to, that we will walk into. Father, we thank you, Lord, that we are in a season, hallelujah, that no matter what the world is dictating, that our season is sure, because God, you order our steps. You are ordering our steps tonight, God. We bless you for that, hallelujah. You said, in all things, we will give your name the praise. We know that you are in control, Father. We bless you. Father, we see all the turmoil and the confusion and the chaos in the world, even from the White House on down, all over the world. But God, we thank you that we are in you and you're in us. Hallelujah. That you have taken your abode in us, God. That we, our God, can ask anything in your name and it shall be done. But tonight, God, we are giving you the sacrifice of praise. We are giving you the glory. Hallelujah. Father, we're giving you the honor. It belongs to you. You are worthy. You are so worthy to be praised tonight, God. So, God, we say thank you. We magnify your name. Hallelujah. We're magnifying your name tonight. Hallelujah. 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 There's power in praising you. Hallelujah. We thank you, God. Not only that, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for all the churches that are lifting up your name, the lifting up the name of Jesus. We thank you for the pastors, God, that we thank you that you will stir their pure minds. We thank you that they will preach that true, unadulterated word of God. Hallelujah. We thank you, God, hallelujah, that we are among the elect tonight. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, God, that you loved us so much, that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in you shall not perish, but God, that we will have everlasting life. So God, we thank you. Thank you for everlasting life. We thank you, thank you, thank you tonight. Hallelujah. Right where we are, we thank you, Father. All needs are met. All healing is here for us. We thank you. We receive it by faith. We receive it by faith. Thank you for our pastor. Thank you for the ministers. Thank you, God, that you will continue to bless Pastor Bolden, that you will strengthen him, elevate him in you. We thank you for that. Oh, we believe in you. We believe in you, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you that we have a man over us that's a watchman on the wall over our souls. God, that we will see the goodness of the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That we, while we are living, we will see the goodness of the Lord, for we see it even right now as we pray and we glorify you and we thank you, God, and we give your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Everybody on this line, give God the praise. Hallelujah. We are thanking you, thanking God. We bless you. Oh, yeah. Yes. And you believe you in the season. You walking in that new season. Give God the praise for that. I'm thanking him for it. Hallelujah. I thank him. I praise him. Thank him for the revelation of his word tonight. Thank you for wisdom tonight. Hallelujah. God, we praise you. Father, I thank you for every single one, every person that's on this line. Hallelujah. They will continue to give your name praise. Hallelujah. Glorify. Hallelujah. Come on, let's light up this line with the praises of God. You're able to praise him. Hallelujah. Give God the praise. He's worthy. He's worthy. He's worthy. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for the new season. We thank you right now, God. We thank you. We glorify you, God. We will receive it tonight, and we glorify your name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. Hallelujah. God, we thank you. We thank you, for God, even for those that have been depressed, that have been burdened up, that have been bereaved, God, that you would lift them. You would lift them. We thank you for the comfort, God, how you comfort them. Hallelujah. You are our peace tonight. Glory to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, our time is up, but we praise God. But the blessings of the Lord are not up. Hallelujah. We thank you. We thank you for being on the line tonight. Thank you for tuning in to the Dream Team Prayer Line. Praise God. The blessings of the Lord are going on. Bless somebody else. Tell somebody about Jesus. Not only that, invite someone. Bring someone to church with you. That's how they're going to learn. They're going to learn that word as we learned that word. Hallelujah. Know that our church is a soul-saving station. Hallelujah. And God will use whomever he chooses to use to be a blessing. Amen. So I want to say to you all again, Happy New Year. Bless the Lord at all times and continue to look to him. He will give you the desires of your heart. All you got to do is commit your way to him. Hallelujah. Commit your ways to him, trust in him, and obey him. So with that said, I am going to say good night. God bless you. We love you. Pastor Bolden loves you, but God loves you more. Good night and be blessed. Amen.
Good night.
Good night. Good night.